are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Oh, watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Nightstand. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back better than ever, of course, ready to bring you more wrestling news. Your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Nice, guys.
Excuse me, I'm so enthusiastic. Elvis.
We have to be enthusiastic sometimes.
Yeah,
no. Can't just be skate quiet.
Yeah, this week of wrestling was.
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
No, that's the first. Usually you say it was mid. It was
no,
okay.
It was all right. It was good. Dynamite was good.
It was good.
Raw was pretty good. Even though for the last 2 hour one, and then SmackDown was decent for the first 3 hour one.
Yeah, we had the first ever 3 hour episode of SmackDown.
Is that the first ever? Weren't they 3 hours
before? Well,
whatever.
Since they re-upped it. Yeah, since they revamped it to 3 hours again. And it's good. It was good. Surprisingly, yeah. I know we talked a lot of crap, and I'm still like stepping on that because it's possible that.
That was the first one.
That was the first one.
It wasn't even. Great, it was just good.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
There was still some.
They got to keep.
There
it
was
up.
Still a couple of things that was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
a couple of little promos, backstage stuff. That, but there was a lot of backstage stuff that was happening.
Yeah, but of course, this episode is just to go ahead and prepare you for the first episode of WWE Raw on Netflix, which is of course January 6th, aka the day that we release this. So I guess today.
Yeah, we're actually filming on
Saturday.
Saturday, because we'll be at the Patriots game.
Yeah, we have the last Patriots game tomorrow. I know that we suck. You can say it all you want. We're still
we're the number one.
Everybody else.
We suck, yeah. Six championships. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Drake May,
be quiet. That's all I have to say. Drake May. But anyways, do you have any top stories in terms of wrestling this week?
Honestly, I didn't really see much.
I think the only top stories I would have is, of course, yesterday, because this thing comes out on Monday, would be Kenny Omega's first match back. That's going to be great. You definitely got to watch that. I know that I can't really tell
there's
you that
a,
now.
A lot of good matches on after, it.
But you can rewatch it.
Yeah, a lot of good matches on that card.
Exactly. Zilla Fatu is facing his mentor, Booker T.
I seen this.
Yeah, on the indie circuit, which is going to be great.
GCW, right?
I think so. But I know they're facing each other, which definitely means, and Zilla Fatu has been spotted in so many freaking episodes.
It's crazy
of SmackDown and Raw.
Booker T is his mentor now. He's actually going to
get
back in the ring, the legend.
Yeah, he's definitely going to win that match.
Yeah,
and he's probably going to shine up in WWE really, really soon.
Yes.
I think he should go to NXT first. Why the hell not? That'd be nice.
He already know where he's going. The Bloodline story.
Yeah, Bloodline story, possibly.
He's going to the Bloodline.
But yeah, that's going to be freaking cool. Can't wait for that. The rumors of the apron for the Raw, the first episode of Raw.
Yeah, it was just full of like, it was just like a black apron, right? Full of mad logos.
It's probably just AI or probably fake.
No, apparently that was photo from before SmackDown. They had that on the ring. I guess it was.
Oh, really?
And you saw the thing that said SmackDown.
I didn't see that.
The lights.
I didn't see the
They said
thing.
This was before they put the other mat on. This was on the ring.
Oh, damn.
So
what was on it again? Like, what were the sponsors?
It was just like Prime, the
I swear it's not like Fortnite on there.
Yeah, Fortnite, Prime, Real American Lager for the Hulk Hogan's beer. What else? Bunch of other little sponsors.
Yeah, I don't know, like
DraftKings, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like some people don't like it, but I don't mind it. It doesn't take away from the freaking wrestling.
It makes it just more of a sporting event. The UFC's octagon is full of logos, boxing's always full of logos. It has nothing to do with the in wrestling product. You just don't like it.
It's not like the wrestlers are coming out with like their like wrestling attire, and then it shows like in the corner like DraftKings or something. Like they're not being. It's just the apron.
Yeah, which is it wouldn't be that bad either if you think of it. Like I said, people wear sponsors on their shorts. It's sport.
Yeah,
you get paid for it. They probably get paid for it. It's good.
Yeah. Well, obviously WWE is making a lot of money off it, or otherwise they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, both of them. Yeah.
If that's the apron,
nothing wrong with that. I mean,
it's nothing wrong with it.
I mean, I wish it probably could have been not red, but.
Nah, black is
black.
Fire.
Black is fine. Yeah,
black is fire.
Because SmackDown was blue.
Yeah, red will be ugly.
It's not all.
It's just be too much red.
That's true. Yeah, SmackDown was blue with white ropes, and it was the
nice.
Apron was
like
blue. It was pretty nice. Yeah,
I actually liked it.
Obviously, some people are always gonna complain about something. What happened to the blue ropes?
No, I don't mind it at all. I actually like the blue apron with like the white ropes.
And then this one had no sponsors, but it looks like Raw. We're not sure yet, but it's just, it looks like it's going to have sponsors all over it.
Yeah, I'm assuming this is probably in response to like, oh, like, yeah, we're going to have commercials on Netflix, but it's probably just going to be mostly Netflix commercials, and they still need to get
it's going
to
be the sponsorship money. It's going to be the sponsorship commercials that are on there probably.
Yeah, or they just need more ad revenue money, and they thought, hey, let's just throw a bunch of stuff on the apron.
It's not nothing wrong with it. It's just logos. It's nothing to do with the wrestling product.
Exactly.
I won't even notice it.
Nah, you probably won't. You'll get used to it after a couple
weeks. It's like the Prime thing. When it first came out, everybody's talking. Like for the PLEs, nobody really noticed that. They were watching wrestling.
Exactly. Or it's like Cope. Like Cope.
Rated R Superstar Cope.
Cope. Cope with it, all right?
He has to cope with that damn nickname.
Yeah. He's the one that picked it.
I know, stupid.
We'll talk about it more on Dynamite.
Rose is ruining his legacy. I'm playing.
Anyways, let's get into, of course, WWE Raw. WWE Raw. This was the last Raw on USA Network on cable television. Again, it's going to be on Netflix. If you've been living under a freaking rock, definitely go ahead and watch it there.
Also, yeah, sorry.
Go for it.
Saturday night main event, another one, January 25th. I think it's in San Antonio.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. Yeah, can't wait for that. Okay, so yeah, Raw this week did start off with Jey Uso. Well, first it was a New Day. New Day did come out, basically to just talk.
They were just trying to, well, they couldn't even talk because they're just getting booed.
Yeah, they were just getting booed. And then Jey Uso came out, you know, New Day mentioning, hey, like, I know, like, we've been friends. I know you're cool. I know that you're not mad at us, right?
And Jey Uso, you suck.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, suck. New Day sucks. Jey Uso basically.
And then they left pissed off.
Yeah. Solo appears on the screen.
Well, he called out Drew. He called out Drew McIntyre, Jey Uso, but it was Solo that appeared.
Jey Uso called out Drew because obviously Drew's been terrorizing the OG bloodline for a while now because they're all on his hit list. And then, of course, Solo popped up on the screen, said he's going to beat Roman, and everyone's going to acknowledge him. While Jey was distracted, Drew was behind him and beat the living crap out of him.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm loving Drew, by the way. Drew, like, recently, like, yeah, he's obviously been one of my favorite wrestlers, but he's been killing it recently.
It like John Wick. He's just sneaking up on everybody.
He's like, he sees the John Wick. Getting rid of everybody.
Going after all of them.
Yeah. And then the segment they did on SmackDown with him was really cool, too, with Cody. We'll get into that on the SmackDown review. But, yeah, of course, after that, we did have Chad Gable versus Otis. We finally got this match. This is what I want.
And it was actually a really good match, Otis.
It was a good match. But like the thing that pissed me off is it just felt like they capitalized on this way too late. Yeah. It took forever.
Yeah, because they already started a new rivalry and then they remember?
Yeah.
They were doing a rivalry with the White Six and then that ended. Now they did this match after.
Yeah.
Should have just did it during that story.
And they kind of made it seem like a throwaway thing too, where like it was like the week prior,
it was Chad
Gable was like, I'm going to start, 2 weeks prior, he's like, I'm going to start taking down everybody from the original Alpha Academy because you guys you guys are trash.
Wasn't he supposed to do that in that other storyline?
Like, yeah, exactly.
They could have just did that thing.
They should have did that. They should have did that first, but no, they decided to hold it off for months. Everybody completely forgot the storyline, and then Chad Gable randomly brings it up again on a random Raw segment that was like 2 minutes, where he's like, I'm going to go through them and beat all of them. And then we finally get the final match in it, but instead of putting it like on like the first episode of Raw, which I thought would have made it a little bit more prestigious.
Yeah,
they decided
it was
to
on the last
here.
One, yeah,
and it was like in the it was the first. Yes, it was the first
match of the night.
Yeah, it should have been like
it was actually it was a good match. Well, Chad Gable always puts on a good match, and then Otis did pretty good. He did really good in this match. At times, he was gonna win.
It was a great match. My only problem is I felt like they capitalized way too late on this. Like they should have did this months ago. It just makes no sense on why the heck they waited so long to freaking do it.
He made Otis tap, I believe, in the end.
Yeah, so Chad Gable.
Very close match.
Yeah, Chad Gable picked up the win, as he should, obviously, with the help of course.
Well, American May was there.
They were there. They helped
out.
But
also, Alpha Academy
was there. They also helped. Yeah, so they kind of brawled out. So there was a little bit of a distraction there, too. But Chad Gable picked up the win, as he should. Really good match to open up the show, though. I just wish, like I said, that they did this months ago. It just kind of made the whole, like, him breaking up with Alpha Academy and the whole rivalry between them, like, not that good, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, moving on from that, we did have the Women's Intercontinental Championship semifinals between Dakota Kai and Zoe Stark. And what was an okay match? It was all right. Yeah, Dakota Kai barely got any offense in, but of course, towards the end, she did end up
She won in the end.
Made Zoe Stark look dominant, but yeah, Dakota Kai picked up the win, as she should.
I think Dakota Kai should win the whole thing.
I think she's gonna win.
I think she's gonna win too. I really hope she does, because that would make two. That would make us two for two. We wanted Chelsea Green to win.
Yeah.
And we wanted Dakota Kai to win the Intercontinental Championship, and they might win, and she might win. So that'd be pretty cool. We also had, I know we had other stuff, right? But we had the other semifinals between Lyra Valkyria and Io Sky.
They were making it seem like they were going to do like Io Sky versus Dakota.
Yeah.
Because the backstage promo was saying like, as long as one of us wins, damage control wins and stuff. But
yeah. So they kind of teased it.
Yeah.
They kind of teased like, oh, like maybe they're going to have that match. I was hoping they don't really break up. And I don't really think there's a story right there.
I don't think they were doing breakup. I think they were just going to
have like a friendly match.
Yeah. That's what they were teasing.
Yeah. But didn't happen.
Yeah. Didn't happen. Lyra Valkyria won. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Again, I still think Dakota Kai is going to be her. So that's going to be fun. I think it's on the first episode of Raw, right?
Yeah. This is, yeah.
On Netflix. Sorry. Yeah. So
this Monday.
Yeah.
Then
this Monday is the finals, though.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, Dakota Kai, she should win her first big opportunity in the week, because since she got here, she's either been injured a lot. She's been injured a lot.
Yeah, she's been injured a lot. She's
missed out on a lot of wrestling and stuff.
Yeah, she's missed out on a bunch of opportunities. I think that this is probably the best chance you're going to get with her to capitalize on it.
Yes.
We all know she's a great wrestler. We think that she can cut some decent promos.
She's just had a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Exactly. She hasn't had a lot of opportunities to cut promos and stuff like that, but, like, you know, let's see it. Let's see what the hell she can do. Put the title on her. Obviously, if it's not good, you can take it off her immediately. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But I think she should win it. I think she has a lot of momentum going into it. I think she got the win there. So, of course, other than that, we also had Damian Priest and the War Raiders facing Judgment Day. Obviously, War Raiders, of course, took the titles off of Judgment Day a couple weeks ago. So they have a little beef there. And Damian Priest is always going to have beef with Judgment Day.
Yeah.
So, this match was actually pretty good, too. Really a lot of fun, of course. And Judgment Day lost, just so you know.
Yeah, Damian Priest, War Raiders, of course.
Yeah, of course. Causing even more attention.
War Raiders are, they're the World Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, obviously, they shouldn't lose, sorry. But yeah, this is obviously causing more tension between Judgment Day, which are probably going to break up really, really soon. It just seems like
They all don't like each other.
They don't like each other anymore.
Two different groups. It's like Dom with like Raquel and Liv.
Yeah, Dom
and then it's like Finn with Carlito and JD. I still think Carlito doesn't even...
They also changed their theme song. It's like their theme song is trash.
Some people liked it.
It wasn't
like hip hop was like a rap.
Yeah, but like, it was bad.
It was still pretty good.
Nah,
I thought it was okay.
Out of all the,
I only saw it once though, so I only heard it once, and my favorite was like, oh, it's pretty good.
No, but I don't know. Like
I gotta like rewatch it.
But no, I definitely.
I was looking at the comments. Some people were hating on it. Some people actually thought, oh, it's pretty cool.
No,
it's a little different. They got back to a little rap, but it also pretty.
So my thought process behind it is, out of all the theme songs you could have changed, Judgment Day would probably be one of the last ones you could have changed. Their theme song was great. It was fine. There's so many theme songs out there you could have changed. DIY's theme song, freaking garbage. That's just trash.
I mean, there's like 50 themes.
Theme songs you can change.
Everybody's literally, there's like no theme song. There's barely any theme songs that have like lyrics to it now. It's just like a bunch of, than like Cody Rhodes and
just
then
generic
Randy Orton,
which is had for a long time. With like entrance.
Yeah, it's eight, just, yeah, I don't
like
know.
In 2K, that's what it seems like. They got
to
get back
to, we've been saying that for a while. They got to get back to like, giving people like,
I think we posted theme on the songs, like, remember Mark Henry?
Those are theme songs that never die. We still know the lyrics, and it builds you up like a legend.
Yeah.
They don't do that no more. So when these people retire, well, nobody's gonna remember that because it's just beats. You can't even sing it enough.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but some like generic songs. Imagine like when they like leave and back like a couple years later, like a surprise entrance at Royal Rumble. You gotta like wait for like the Titantron to say their name in bold, generic freaking letters in order to know who the hell it is. Or because like every single theme song.
Nah, like what they gotta go back to also is like the custom Titantrons.
Yes,
I want that too. I don't want to just see the name and then the it was way better.
That's what I'm saying. Like in a couple of years, we're gonna have like, let me see, like a
CM Punk had a fire one.
Well, yeah, CM Punk obviously like the top guys you're gonna remember. No, but I'm talking about like, you know, like the generic Mick Carter.
No, I'm saying his Titantron used to be fire too.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, the generic Mick Carter. We have to wait.
Yeah, like when they return at Royal Rumble in a couple of years, like you're not gonna remember who the hell is until they pop out, or like it says their name on a freaking thing because it's just a generic theme song that you're not gonna
refer to. Even Bron Breakker, his could be a lot better. They could give him like a rock and roll theme song with like lyrics and stuff.
Yeah. His is not bad though.
No, it's not bad. It comes up with the barking, but still, could be better.
It's not
for bad. A lot of people, it could be better.
But anyways, after that we had the Ludwig Kaiser calling out Bron Breakker, speaking of Bron Breakker, by the way.
Yes.
And of course, instead of Braun Breaker coming out.
Sheamus came out.
And then Sheamus
and whooped his ass.
And beat the crap out of Ludwig Kaiser. Obviously, they had that that triple threat match a couple weeks ago. In which Ludwig Kaiser injured Sheamus. So Sheamus come back and beating him up. Makes perfect sense. I thought this was a cool segment. It keeps them away from the title for a little bit. They're gonna have a little rivalry.
Now they're gonna have their rivalry.
Exactly. They don't have to suffer another loss.
Ludwig Kaiser, I kinda like he's finally getting built up.
I do too. But they don't have to suffer another loss to Braun Breaker, which is great. Braun Breaker can move on to something else while they figure that out. And then, of course, once they figure that out, they can go back to going after Braun, which that's going to be cool. After that, we had the Women's Intercontinental.
We already talked about that.
What am I saying?
So the main
that was the main event.
That was basically the main event match. The main event was a promo. Very great. A very good CM Punk, Seth Rollins promo. Very personal promo.
Yeah. So CM Punk and Seth Rollins had a face-to-face promo, of course, to hype up their match on January 6th for the episode of Raw. A lot of people wanted this to be on pay-per-view. I did too, but now that I heard this promo, I'm ready for it. It's going to be freaking fun.
Yeah.
It's weird,
because they're putting all these big matches on January 6th, and they only have one match announced for Royal Rumble, which is the ladder match, but whatever.
Well, it's because of the Royal Rumble, I guess. Yeah, I think Punk and Seth are going to run it back at Rumble.
Probably.
They're definitely going to run it back.
Oh, they'll meet up in the Rumble. They're both looking for titles back.
Yeah.
Maybe they meet up in the Rumble.
Each other.
Yes.
Yeah. They can actually.
Even though I feel like CM Punk might win the Rumble. I don't know. It depends. There's so much stuff. Oh, can't forget about Cena on January 6th.
Yeah. Everything's up in the air.
It's the start of his farewell tour, so everybody's going to cry all year.
Yeah. I'm going to be crying all year. Best believe I'm buying all the gear.
Oh, my God. The Cena merch.
I'm sorry, my throat's a little thing.
Man, he's got to come back at least once with the Thuganomics.
On a random podcast episode, you're going to see me dress head to toe in Cena gear. The hat, the armbands.
Shit, everything.
The shirt, I'm going to wear jorts.
And then the towel.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wear jorts. Yeah.
I got knee pads. I'm playing around. Knee
pads. Some pump-up Reeboks like he used to. Fuck?
I would wear that throwback or like just dress like the Thugonomics version with
Thugonomics with the chain.
With the chain and everything.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss John Cena.
And then he had the pump up Reeboks.
Yeah, so he's gonna come
back at least once with that Thugonomics theme and gimmick.
He definitely does.
That'd for like nice. At least one rivalry.
But yeah, it's gonna be the start of the end of John Cena, which is gonna be so freaking depressing.
But you already know this year is going to be full of banger John Cena matches.
100%.
He's obviously last year he's gonna go at the big rivalry.
He's full time too.
Everybody, he's Randy Orton, I'm pretty sure, CM Punk, there's going to be so many big matches he's going
to
do.
Yeah, my goal was to go to at least three wrestling events where he's there, because I got to see him a couple of times before he's gone.
I want to go to a pay-per-view, or PLE. It's just they never around here.
No, we got to wait for like...
They don't really come to the New England area very often. They came like one time.
Yeah.
And it was like 2019.
The closest you get is like
New Jersey. It was backlash and it wasn't even good.
Yeah, the closest you get is New Jersey.
Which is
or Boston, like but it's really rare.
They barely even come to Boston now.
Yeah. But anyways, of course, let's get back to the main thing. Seth Rollins and CM Punk promo. Basically, they were arguing, of course, throwing shots at each other. With CM Punk saying I know your wife left.
Yeah, because he said whenever you took your ball and went home, and then he talked about your wife went home. And I remember he said what did he say? He was talking about his ball. Oh, obviously Vince. He mentioned Vince.
Oh yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
say his name, but. He obviously the guy that used to run this loved you.
Yeah, yeah, no. CM Punk said, I left because I hated the guy who ran this place. That guy loved you. And Seth was like, don't go there.
You see them, don't go there.
Yeah, don't say that. What do you mean? He loved me. Oh, no. After all those allegations, you don't want nothing to do with that dude.
And then CM Punk just called him like a cancer and shit.
Yeah, CM Punk was basically saying you spent
burn him down.
Yeah, you spent nine, eight, nine, ten years, whatever it was.
Showing up on podcasts and
trying to tear down WWE.
You can't,
but you couldn't. So you ended up coming here and you decide to wave the flag like you were part of us the whole time. Screw that, you're not us.
Which they both had good points.
Yeah, they both had great points for
you
sure.
Because you called them corporate like Seth Rollins. Remember time with the Authority,
corporate Seth. Yeah, he was saying CM Punk was saying once I left, you showed your true colors and you turned your back on your boys in the Shield, and then you became a corporate kiss ass, and that's the only reason why you main evented so many WrestleManias and had so many titles. It was a really good back and forth. Like I said, this is not a one match thing. They're gonna have this match, definitely gonna run it back at Rumble, or in the Royal Rumble match, they're gonna have some little segment there where they take each other out. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It was a great segment in order to, of course, I guess, hype up the freaking match on January 6th.
I mean, if it wasn't already hyped up. It didn't even need any hype.
It didn't need any hype, but now it has even more hype behind it.
Travis Scott's going to hype.
Travis Scott's going to be there too. Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. But yeah, that was basically it for, of course, this week of Raw. It wasn't really a lot that happened. It was just more so a lot of hype and build for, of course, the January 6th episode. But yeah, we can definitely get into SmackDown. SmackDown was 3 hours this week. It was a lot of fun. So let's get into that. All right, let's get into, of course, WWE SmackDown. Sorry, Elvis was listening to that new LiAngelo Ball song.
No, I wasn't. Fuck
up. Whoa.
Yeah,
that would have been a banger in like 06, so.
06, 05.
05, 06.
And I still, like I said, when I'm working out, I still listen to like
nah, I was
2000s.
Before we get distracted, I was dying because people were like putting that stuff like on Midnight Club Dub Edition.
Yeah.
In the main menu.
I keep seeing memes. Like, it's like, it has me like, and it shows him dressing with like baggy ass.
I saw one with Drewski when he was dressed up like that.
Yeah, dancing.
And they put that song, you know, it matched perfectly.
Yeah.
I was dying.
The banger, 05.
No, that it song is on, honestly, it's not even that bad.
No, it's a good.
It's not bad.
It's not a bad song. It's just, it's not.
Especially for somebody who's not known for music, that's actually a
good
song.
I mean, he's not known at all for music. He's literally just a basketball player.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was good. It's funny. It was just
can't
funny
make fun
like,
of me, dude.
It is 05, 06 like, type vibe. Yeah. And I listen to old school rap right here.
I spent 2000s rap is so, where we came from.
Honestly, I might just add that to my old school playlist.
Yeah, when I'm working out, my playlist is mixed.
Yeah.
90s, 2000s, 2010s.
Yeah, or just like wrestling themes. Like I have like
yeah,
I have like
you gotta have some.
I have Mark Henry's theme song.
You have to.
Yeah, you have.
That
to.
Makes you want to deadlift.
Yeah, that makes you want to deadlift 1,000 pounds. Oh my god. Anyways, let's get into, of course, SmackDown.
Where the hell
my notes? Hold on.
Cody Rhodes promo. That's how it started.
Here it is. All right. Yeah. Here's my note. Yeah, all right.
Cody
Rhodes promo.
Barely said anything, just got interrupted.
Yeah, so Cody Rhodes came out basically to hype up his ladder match, saying that he's going to fight KO. He's going to knock out KO. He's still mad at KO. Yeah. Da-da-da. But he's not cleared to wrestle, of course, due to the attack to Kevin Owens. And he was basically mad at Nick Aldis because he said he's not cleared to wrestle.
Yes.
And he wants to fight Kevin Owens now. He does get interrupted by Drew McIntyre, of all people, of course, which I thought was really cool. Michael Cole did talk on the mic basically saying like, oh, like, you know, it is a transfer window. We might see Drew on SmackDown now, which I wouldn't mind that at all. They kind of need some star power considering that Raw's going to grab like where Roman.
I forgot that. Yeah, they're doing that transfer.
Yeah. It's already basically confirmed. Like Roman Reigns is going to be and the rest of the Bloodline are going to be on Raw. So
yeah, you're going to have definitely SmackDown's going to get like.
Yeah, they're definitely getting Drew. I definitely see him getting Drew.
Would you think Seth will leave Raw? He's been a staple of Raw for a long time. I don't know.
We'll see. Maybe.
Or CM Punk.
Punk is gonna be in a rivalry with Seth, so wherever the hell he goes, he's going too.
Yeah, then I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, Drew surprisingly just goes up and hugs Cody. tells Cody. Yeah,
he was basically trying to look out for Cody, actually. Like
sort of. Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, he was basically telling Cody, like, you know, like this hatred you have and stuff is gonna knock down everything you work for. They both talked about how like they're cut from the same cloth. Like they both struggled in WWE. They left, got better, came back, and won the title. They both have similar stories in that way, so I thought that was pretty cool that they, of course, pointed those out.
And he gets to tell him to watch his back, which Cody doesn't listen.
Yeah, for real. So Cody says, Drew said he wants to help Cody. Cody says he doesn't believe Drew.
Cody
and to cut the
mad.
Shit, and if you want to start the title, come get it. And Drew was like, you know, like, that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help you.
See what I'm saying, yo. Drew's trying to look up, man. Drew's the good guy in all this. People treat him as the bad guy.
No, Drew did say this. He was like, oh, like, I never tell a lie, which kind of facts if you honestly think about it. But yeah, Kevin Owens. The funny thing was Drew was leaving. He was like, Cody, watch your back.
Yeah, but yeah, Cody doesn't listen.
Yeah, Cody doesn't listen. He got jumped from behind by Kevin Owens, and Drew just looked at it and walked away.
Well, they stuffed it. It was pull apart brawl.
Yeah, they brawled while Drew walked away from the ramp smiling.
Yeah, because that has nothing to do with him. He warned them.
Yeah, he did.
Drew's the good guy in all this. Who's the one that got screwed out of his title like three times?
Drew.
At WrestleMania and twice at the Clash of the Castle. Two different Clash of the Castles. Yeah. So like all he's doing is getting revenge. He ain't doing nothing wrong. He ain't doing nothing wrong.
He's like, I ain't switching up for nobody.
Yeah.
That's basically his vibe. Yeah, he was like, he's telling people like, don't listen to the crowd. They don't know anything. They're stupid. You know, which makes sense.
Any guys like this who like not not all the way bad guys, but not good guys at all either.
No, you just got to think of somebody who never switches up. Like, oh, like or you were Stone an Cold. Asshole a month ago. Now you want me to be good, like
Stone,
happy for you.
Stone Cold was kind of like that. That's why everybody loved him.
Yeah, exactly. And like Drew has like definitely morphed into like one of those characters. Like he's such a beast. His mic skills are great too.
And his tweeting skills are
great. His tweeting skills are funny as hell too. Yo, did you see? By the way, he was on Instagram.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Somebody asked him, Drew, how far can you squirt? And he looked at the camera like, "What the fuck?"
They were asking like wrestling based questions, and then he saw that one, and he just looked at it.
He didn't even answer. He just stared into space like, "What the fuck did I just read?"
Yeah, oil up. They didn't say oil up.
Oil up, yeah. Oil me up. It's just mad funny. But yeah, of course, it was a pull apart brawl between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. I was like basically the narrative throughout the night.
Obviously, we got a whole nother month to that match, so it's going to be a bunch of more pull apart brawls.
Exactly. And Cody isn't fighting until then because he's still not cleared. So,
but he said he's still going to be showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially he's the champ. And then Netflix, Raw.
Yeah. Exactly. He'll still be there. He's just not going to have a match, I don't think. After that, we had Shinsuke Nakamura coming out in his beautiful entrance attire. Like, the whole that's so fire. The samurai outfit.
Creepy samurai.
I love it. U.S. champ match between, of course, Andrade. Pretty good match, too. Shinsuke picked up the win. But the big story here was L.A. Knight coming out to attack Shinsuke afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Shinsuke ran off while L.A. Knight basically went in the ring saying,
and he's just... I'm getting my title back.
Basically. Yeah, I'm going to get my title back. I'm going to get my win back. I'm fouled up. He kept saying, yeah, and then going off like that. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. LA Knight's probably obviously not going to win.
You don't think so? That's what I was going
to
say.
He's not going to lose the title and win it back. I think like, he can move on to bigger and better things.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to ask you, like, do you think LA Knight should win it? Or do you think
Shinsuke deserves to keep the title for a while, especially how he's been treated? And then LA Knight can move on to bigger and better things after this rivalry's over.
Yeah. Well, Shinsuke also defended the title at Wrestling Noah, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. One there, so I like that.
I like how they're letting like actual, like, you know, like AEW does. They let people go on independent scenes and stuff like that. Or Japan.
Well, they have like a working contract. WWE started to do that. So that's why.
But still, I seen like, remember Io? Didn't she? No, was it Asuka? Like,
no, it was Io.
Io. There, she wrestled in Japan. And
yeah, stuff. That was pretty cool. But yeah, of course, I'm looking forward to that.
Almost. Just won like
It was in the same thing.
Yeah, he just won like a tag team title. Or something.
But yeah, in terms of like LA Knight, I don't think he should win back the U.S. title.
You got to give Shinsuke a run.
Yeah, give Shinsuke that run. Let LA Knight move on to something else. I know that like both of the title things are kind of built, like kind of packed right now, I guess. Not really. It's just more so like you gotta build him back up to that. Especially,
you already know Gunther's. That CM Punk's probably going to go after that World Heavyweight title.
That's true. He can go after Gunther. He can go after
and then Cody. Obviously, the Undisputed WWE is going to be – it's always going to be like Cody and Roman and –
yeah,
guys like that.
And they're not going to put LA Knight versus Cody because they're both faces and it wouldn't make any sense. They could try to make LA Knight heel, but
I want them to make LA Knight like Drew is, in between.
I don't think they can make LA Knight heel. If they try to make LA Knight heel,
the crowd loves
him. It's going to be like Stone Cold when he was heel. Like,
that'll be fire.
They never booed him.
I know, but that'll be fire, though. The crowd, because his mic skills are... Mic skills as a heel are so much better than when you're a face.
I still want Cody as heel. I'd rather have Cody as heel and LA Knight as a face. That'd be fire.
No, but they could be on separate shows and they don't have to be together.
Yeah, that's true.
Because LA Knight is a heel on SmackDown and Cody can be a heel on Raw. But then also like Roman as a heel.
I don't know.
Roman's technically kind of a face, but he's not really. You see how he still talks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
But yeah, we do need Homelander.
So. We do need Homelander, for real. Anyways, after that, we did have backstage with DIY telling Pretty Deadly that they have a title match later on against Motor City Machine Guns and to be in the best interest if they help DIY win, and because, of course, maybe they'll give them a title shot later on down the line.
Yes, boy. I said, yes, boy.
Yeah, it was so freaking stupid. Before that, though, Pretty Deadly also got confronted by Humberto and Angel because they were blamed for the attack on the Street Profits last week.
And then who was the one that said it again? That told them that it wasn't them.
Oh, damn. Wasn't it Motor City Machine Guns?
I'm so lost. No. What the hell's his name? Not Cedric. Oh my god, I'm lost.
This kid's a loss. Apollo.
Apollo Crews. There we go. That's see, this is so on. He's on so unmemorable. We can't remember.
This kid says Cedric Alexander. He's not even with the company anymore. I'm so done. Anyways, so yeah,
later he was there too. He's the one that warned them. Yeah. He said, "I told you it wasn't them." It was.
Later on tonight, we did have the match between DIY and Motor City Machine Guns, and what was an absolute banger of a freaking match. It gave me NXT Black and Gold vibes. I loved it. Motor City Machine Guns would have thrived in that era for sure if they were freaking in there, but they weren't, unfortunately.
Yes, they
were. But yeah, of course, that match ended in a disqualification after Pretty Deadly attempted to get involved, and Humberto and Angel got involved as well, and they kind of ended up in a brawl on top of
Motor City Machine Guns while they were about to win. Yeah. Yeah, they had them in submission holds.
So. Yeah, they had DIY in submission holds. I thought it was funny that like the commentary team was like pushing that Johnny Gargano was just riding off the I guess the momentum of Ciampa, and that he's not really good. It's just more so he's riding off the top. Ciampa does all the work. I thought it was hilarious because I'm a big fan of both. Like Johnny Gargano, Johnny Wrestling when he was a Black and Gold favorite wrestler, other than Adam Cole. Adam Cole is still my GOAT in that era.
But you gotta have a heel Ciampa.
Heel Ciampa was so good though. Yeah, heel Ciampa was a freaking beast. So yeah, I thought that was great. I like that they're pushing that. They're pushing as if Johnny Gargano is actually the mastermind behind everything, and he's basically using Ciampa. So maybe eventually they kind of turn on each other. Maybe Johnny stays heel and Ciampa does face. They never done it where Ciampa was face and Johnny was heel. They did it when Johnny was face and Ciampa was heel.
I'm sorry, but Johnny Gargano just doesn't look like a heel.
he was a heel in his last run.
I know he was.
Depending on how they push it,
Ciampa just looks like a heel. He just looks like a mean person.
He does. He looks
like and he's like obviously really good at playing a heel. So
yeah, no, for sure. But of course, after that we had
we skipped throughout
the night. We had Meechan versus Piper Niven. Piper Niven picked up the win there.
Meechan won.
Yeah, sorry, Piper Niven almost won.
Yes,
Meechan won. Yeah, Meechan ended up picking up the win. My mistake.
She's trying to go after the U.S. title for Chelsea Green.
Yeah, Chelsea Green came out and dressed up in like the American flag attire, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah,
still a big fan of Chelsea American. Green. She's mad funny. After that,
Paul Heyman promo.
Yeah, Paul Heyman promo. Yeah. Paul Heyman came out. Wise man. Just basically hype up the Monday night match for the tribal combat match between Solo and Roman.
You say Solo stole the Ulufala and basically made that BS bloodline and stuff, which is basically true.
Yeah, that was mad funny. He was basically saying Solo stole the Ulufala, kicked out him and Jimmy. He says that he got those thugs.
Yeah, he was like, Jacob should be in jail. This guy shouldn't be allowed in America.
He was basically like, look at those thugs that he brought in. You know, I don't want those thugs around me. They don't even deserve to be in America. Yo, I was dying all the time.
That Solo came out. Yeah. Shit got real because he looked scared.
Yeah. So Solo came out to talk to Paul Heyman. But Solo basically was kind of like cordial.
He made a proposal.
Yeah. Well, not a proposal. He basically told him. Solo told Paul Heyman, like, hey, you are going to hold the Ulufala during the match, and whoever wins, you are going to give him the Ulufala. If I lose, I am going to acknowledge Roman as my tribal chief. But if I win, I own you, aka Paul Heyman.
So he will be his wise man, I actually see him winning.
So I want to talk about now. Like after this before this promo, I thought Roman winning 100%. After this promo, I'm like 50-50. So
yes, because I can clearly see
not who do you think is gonna win, but who do you think should win? Do you think it's be Roman or do you think it's be Solo?
Roman will always be my tribal chief, but I don't know. I don't know. I feel like right now it just looks like Solo's gonna win to me. It looks like Solo's gonna win, and the better storyline will be him stealing Heyman, and then I don't know.
Yeah,
no. And then Roman will have to try to fight all year to try to get that back again.
That's what I was gonna say.
That's what I can. I don't know.
I in my opinion,
and maybe The Rock somehow gets involved in the future. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. In my opinion, Roman winning. Obviously, I would love that.
I would love Roman winning.
He's my tribal chief forever, of course. Yes. Obviously. However,
I just see
the better storyline. I think at this point, it would probably be Solo winning. He could cheat his freaking way out of it. There's no rules.
Of course, Jay.
There's no rules.
You already know they're all going to get involved. Exactly. And then Jacob Fatu is like three people in
but one. Yeah, the better storyline at this point would be Solo winning and stealing Paul Heyman. And then, what the hell is it called? Roman Reigns being on his own. Basically having to fight on his own.
He got the bloodline, but yeah, he has
Let's say he just acknowledged Solo that they have to at that point.
That would be crazy. And then Roman refuses.
Yeah, Roman is like he's the outcast of the.
He's like about to. He's like, I ain't acknowledging you. Exactly. Now he has to fight that whole bloodline
by himself
with no wise man help. But yeah. you still gotta remember Paul Heyman owes CM Punk a thing. I don't know how that's gonna get involved.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, I don't know. There's a lot that's gonna go
on. It's just like the better story would be that, because imagine like if Solo loses, what then? Roman's now your tribal chief again. Yes, I love that. That's great.
Solo still has Solo. Maybe Solo's. I don't know.
So Solo's good. He said himself.
He said I'm gonna acknowledge
Roman. But what the hell is that gonna do? Then the rest of the people are gonna be involved in that. There's gonna be one big group. Like, no, there's still gonna be tension there.
What's gonna be like NWO and with WCW? Remember they had a giant NWO. That's not good.
I don't think that's gonna happen at all. I think it's more so. I highly doubt Solo will even acknowledge him if he loses. But I don't know.
Unless they do like a thing the next time where they're gonna acknowledge Roman and then they just jump him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is my thing. I want Roman Reigns to win 100%. But I wouldn't be mad if Solo wins, because I feel like the storyline there's say, so much more to
I'll do. Say like this, like you saying, I missed Roman being the tribal chief with the Ulafala.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I can see imagine a storyline where Paul Heyman has to be his wise man, and then now Roman's on his own and he has to
he has to fight his way back up to that.
Now it's a bigger story. More stuff to happen. Remember, the wise man still owes CM Punk. And then The Rock is somehow get involved. You never know later. In the year. There's so much stuff that can happen.
And then
Cena's going
to
be there.
Think about it like that, too. Roman has never apologized to anybody yet.
Yeah, that's right.
He still needs to do that. So, yeah, that's a big component of it, too. He has to figure out how to be good again, I guess. He's still an asshole, if you think about it.
It'd be weird. Imagine, Solo's the tribal chief, and then Roman actually acknowledges him for a little bit. I don't know. It'd be weird.
It'd be kind of like that gives me vibes of like when John Cena was part of Nexus, or when Daniel Bryan was part of Wyatt family.
Yeah,
they're like, they were forced to be a part of it. They could do something like that. That'd be pretty cool.
I don't know. It's just, I guess either way, I'm not gonna be pissed. I want Solo. I mean, I want Roman to win.
Yeah.
I want him to be the trophy, but at the same time,
that story,
the better story with like, everybody has to acknowledge Solo for a little bit.
That'd be crazy.
And then Roman's gonna have to fight all of them now with no, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Power Solo will have, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be cool to see, especially because Solo's kind of growing on me now.
So then Roman's gonna have to build his own other more people, Zilla.
Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, after that, we had
the women's championship
match. Yeah, women's championship match.
Great match.
Prior to that, though, we had a segment backstage where Nia Jax was talking with Candice LeRae. Yeah. Basically asking, where the heck is Tiff? Like, I haven't seen her. And Candice LeRae being like, I think she's just basically upset after what you've done to her last week. Remember, they had like a little argument. Nia Jax has been treating her like shit for the past couple weeks. So, obviously, Tiff is
upset. The whole friendship.
It's escalated the past couple weeks.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of get Nia's point. She's like trying to cash in on her. Yeah, so you get it.
Yeah. So then we had Naomi versus Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Championship.
And the match was really good, actually.
And a really good match.
Like, even without everybody else involved, the match itself was really good.
Yeah, it was great. Really good match. Towards the end of it, Tiffany Stratton came out and
about to cash in.
Everybody was like, oh my gosh, she's going to cash in.
But then she threw the referee and then
hit Naomi.
From Nia to pin her.
Yeah, for Nia to pin her. Nia picked up the win, and everybody was booing, like, oh, damn, come on, Tiff. Like, they're gonna hold this back even more. But no, that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so then as Nia's, like, on the rope celebrating, then Tiffy's like, all right, now it's my turn. Then she hits Nia with the briefcase, hits Candice LeRae. She throws Bianca Belair, who was there to help Naomi, over the table, and then she cashes in.
Cashes in, picked up the win.
That moonsault, the prettiest moonsault, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes, new
champ. Beautiful win.
Tiffy time.
So it's Tiffy time now. Officially, it is Tiffy time. Yeah. She picked up the win. Super excited for her.
And this, I didn't even mention, this is the 3 hour was also the season premiere of SmackDown. So like,
yeah,
it's officially her season now. She's a champ.
That's going to be fire. I'm super excited for it. I really hope they do something where like, something stupid where like she pinks out the freaking, like the belt.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can see her.
No, I know she can see her doing it, but like, I just want to see the championship.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I think some custom titles be annoying sometimes.
Yeah,
she already had the pinked out briefcase. I think the title should just be the title.
Yeah,
no, give her a winged eagle when I'm playing.
A pink strap would sell a lot, though.
I mean, I get it, yeah, but like, it would just make it more gimmicky. I don't know. You gotta keep the title prestigious.
But yeah, Tiffany Stratton picked up the win. Super excited for her. I'm pumped that she finally freaking won it. I think there's a lot of opportunities for matches there where she can just win.
Well, obviously, Nia's probably going to get her get back first try, obviously.
She's not going to win, no.
No, of course.
Yeah. She has those matches against Bianca Belair she can do.
You got Bianca and Naomi. Cargo is going to come back. That's going to be a whole other story.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be a whole other thing.
And then this Bailey.
Bailey. There's a bunch.
Somebody can turn heel.
Yeah. Io Sky.
Io. Kai, there's so many. Yeah.
There's so many good opportunities there.
Well, Dakota's probably going to, might be the icy her and like. True. But yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff that can happen. Heel turns. So we'll see.
Yeah. So I'm happy Tiffany won. It's about freaking time.
Naomi might turn heel if we find out it was her that did that. So that's another thing too.
Yeah. We'll see. Oh, but yeah, that was a banger of a match. Great. I love the outcome of it. Happy Tiffany finally freaking won. I thought she was going to cash in on Monday, but makes sense why she cashed in here.
Unless they do a triple threat because Naomi technically didn't. Well, no, she lost, but it was due to her, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But still.
Then we had the main event, but prior to the main event, there was a backstage segment between Carmelo Hayes and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Or Sami Uso. Yeah, where Carmelo Hayes was basically telling Sami, like, he would have took him out last week if it wasn't for Braun. Like, you better watch your back. And then the Usos came out basically to help Sami. I thought it was just a funny segment. That's why I wrote it down. As they were walking away, Kevin Owens bumped into Jey Uso. And Jey was like, "Oh, like, watch where the hell you're going." And was it Kevin Owens was like, "Nah, you better watch your back."
So you know, Kevin Owens is out of nowhere because
beat the crap out of him for nothing. But yeah. But it was mad. I just thought it was funny because Jey was like, "Look, why does everybody have beef with us?"
Yeah,
like,
that's another thing with the Tribal Combat. Drew could screw it up for a moment too. Drew McIntyre probably because he's still going after the OG. He never got to Roman yet.
I 100% see it.
He already attacked. He's attacked Jimmy. He's attacked Sammy. He's attacked Jay.
Drew can be the outright reason why Roman Reigns loses.
Yeah,
and then they could do a rivalry between Roman and Drew.
Roman and Drew
about the title,
and then Roman will have to finally get over that until he get. And then he tries to get a bloodline back later on. That's another thing. Yeah.
That's a fire way to do it too. But yeah, of course, the main event was Bloodline, aka Solo. Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga.
Yeah, they're officially the Bloodline for now.
Yeah, I guess, they're officially the Bloodline. Versus, of course, Sami
Uso. Well, the Usos.
The Usos.
Yeah.
Sami Uso, Jimmy, and Jay.
They had very long entrance because I guess they needed to waste some time for TV. So the Bloodline just staring outside and they were just yeeting the whole time.
Like crazy.
The whole crowd was into it.
That's why
I want to go to a show and yeet, just record. Just yeet.
That'd be fire.
Yeah.
But anyways, banger of a match, by the way. Great match. Ended, I thought, the exact way it should have, with, of course,
pretty clean. So Drew actually came out, but he didn't do nothing because when he came out, Sami Zayn dived on him, so took him out. And then the match still lasted a few minutes after that,
I think they
had a Jacob Fatu beat, if I'm not mistaken, but he wasn't the one that was tagged in. I forgot who it was that was confused. And then Solo came in and spiked him for the win. I forgot if it was Sami or Jay,
I think it was
Jimmy. I forgot who got pinned.
Damn it. I forgot.
But all I know is Solo spiked them and pinned them clean.
Yeah.
So it was a clean Bloodline win. Perfect. What you got to do. You got to build up that match and make them strong.
Yeah. I thought it was great. It was a great way to end this. Yeah. Of course.
Don't forget Solo destroys Cena.
Solo did destroy Cena. Cena needs his get back.
That's the last official match for Cena. He got destroyed.
That's another thing too. Cena can come in during the Tribal Combat match and help out Roman.
Yeah,
it'd be weird.
I know, but I feel like it. I know. I feel like he's not though. I feel like he's just gonna have like a promo. But okay. He could come back like that. Or he could still do a promo.
And
come back in the main event for that. You never know. Yeah. Damn, that's all. What's the main event? Is it that?
That's definitely
the main event. You got Seth and that card is stacked. Then you got the Women's Championship, the Women's World Title.
Yeah. Nah, there's no way in hell.
You got the
Tribal Combat match is not the main event.
Intercontinental Championship. That's stacked.
I can see The Rock coming up on there too, just because it's a premiere.
Even though, he should come on.
He should come out. It's a premiere.
You want to have the biggest. Netflix wants the biggest stars.
Yeah.
It's just, we've been seeing so much rumors about him not appearing, remember? Because he's so busy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen there.
We'll see.
I feel like you can't just throw that storyline away where he stared down Cody and then came out the next. You can't just throw that away. He's got to find time.
He was too busy with Moana 2. Which, by the way, Moana 2.
Why would you agree?
No, Moana 2 was fire, by the way.
I know, but why would you agree? And then you probably can't do nothing now. Now you better find some time to wrestle. You
better find some time, yeah.
Look at Cena. He's an actor. He has so much stuff going on. He's taking the whole year off to do wrestling.
It's his final year, though.
I know, but still, The Rock. Yeah. Don't miss another WrestleMania. You're going to get older and get older.
Where is Royal Rumble?
He's not going to have Royal Rumble's. Where I think it's it? Indy. Far. I want to go to
Hills in New York. Yo, I would have been like, yo, screw it, let's go.
Why would they do it in New York?
They've done it in New York several times. What are you talking about?
They got a Madison Square, but they do big stadiums now. They're not going to do it in MetLife Stadium. That's a WrestleMania stage.
They could have.
That's what they're doing in Indy's huge, too. Though.
Lucas it's Oil a stadium, massive stadium, yeah.
But still, I would love to go to Royal Rumble. The only thing I've seen, rumors, that they're trying to make all the big events too nice now. Like
Royal Rumble, I don't want that.
I don't know. Royal Rumble.
That's stupid.
So we already got SummerSlam that's going to be two nights and WrestleMania. Now I heard Royal Rumble might be two nights, and there was like another one. All the big PLEs might be two.
Probably just, what, Survivor Series?
No, it wasn't Survivor. That's not even that big. I think Survivor Series is a little overrated. Big. It used to be big. I don't think it's that big no more.
I don't care. I think SummerSlam and WrestleMania is more than enough.
Yeah, but I heard Royal Rumble, and what was the other one? It was another one. I can't remember.
I don't know.
All I know is like four of them, two nights. I don't want that.
I don't want that either. That'd be stupid. But anyways, let's get into, of course, the AEW side of things, unless you have anything else to add on to that. That was the end of SmackDown.
No, January 6th, just can't wait for that.
Yeah, can't Monday. Wait for that. Dynamite this week was actually really freaking good, especially Ricochet.
He finally got
some more.
Great character.
Finally got some points.
And he has a great, and he's a good character.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty decent character. Yeah. He's dude's a cycle. But anyways, let's get into, of course, the AEW side of things now. All right, let's go ahead and get into, of course, AEW Dynamite.
Fight for the Fallen.
Fight for the Fallen. The first episode on Max. Of course, now you can watch all the previous stuff on Max. I saw somebody watch the, like, they were just laughing while they watched Cody Rhodes break the throne, like the Triple H throne.
Yeah.
On the front, on that Dynamite. It was just like, he was laughing. He's like, now he came crawling back. I was dying. But,
now, he's the champ, though.
Yo, yeah. Fix Huskies. Come on now.
Keep falling over. Oh my goodness.
God. He took out
this kid two
dead men. This kid, yo, what the? Oh my God.
Right, I can't. Here, I got you. Stand up. Man, forget this. We got to get a world title for right there.
You going to buy a world title? You got world title money?
I'm just saying. I want one, but the OG world heavyweight title right there.
That'd be fire.
Right, yeah.
Anyways.
Or the Winged Eagle right there.
Let's get into, of course, AEW Dynamite. Dynamite this week did start off with, of course, Orange Cassidy versus Adam Page. Obviously, they have a little bit of beef after that Fatal 4-Way match that they had, in which they basically took each other out.
Yeah.
So, pretty good match. Of course, Adam Page ended up picking up the win.
Great
match.
I love Hangman. I want Hangman to be a champion again.
Yeah, Hangman.
Especially this character, Hangman.
Yeah, Hangman looked great. He looked really good. Hangman hit the what's it called? The buckshot. No, not buckshot lariat. What the heck is it called again? Damn it.
What? Buckshot lariat?
No,
Deadeye.
Deadeye, yeah. He hit the Deadeye twice. No, he hit the buckshot lariat for the win, but afterwards he hit the Deadeye twice on Orange Cassidy to take him out fully. And he left the ring while, of course, Orange Cassidy was getting attended to. Basically just solidifying, hey, I'm an asshole, I'm a heel, and I'm going to take over AEW. Like you said, this character of Hangman with a title would be fire.
Also, we got comments from John Moxley before the match. It was like a quick video.
Yeah.
And he talked about destroying the AEW title, which a lot of people think a new title design's on the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it.
I love the OG AEW title.
Wait, what am I saying? I'm not looking forward to it. The AEW title design is fire.
I know, but if it's not too crazy, just a little difference, then yeah. But if it's something stupid.
I just like how big it was. Like, it's massive.
It's even because it reminds you of the big gold world heavyweight title. Everybody loved that title.
Beautiful.
Everybody loves that title.
I love that title. I think that title is the best looking title in wrestling at the moment. The AEW world title is the best looking title in wrestling.
The Winged Eagle.
I'm talking about currently.
I know. Well, currently. It's technically currently because they're going to do a lot of them. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All that gold, it is really nice title. It's huge.
It's a beautiful title.
It might be a little. Well, actually, I don't know, it's freaking huge.
It's massive.
It's massive.
Yeah. But anyways, if they end up changing the title design, that's fine. But like, as long as they don't change it too much, because Jesus.
Anyways, the next champion should be Hangman.
Yeah, Hangman no-sold Orange Cassidy's punches too, which was like crazy. I like that too.
A lot of people get mad. They be like, because it's true, and it's true when I do see AEW. A lot of times they no-sell.
A lot of stuff,
They kind of over no-sell sometimes, which is like, all right, you got to put some prestige in some of the moves.
Yeah.
Especially
there was a match where they no-selled like power drivers.
Well, especially if you see what kind of, a lot of Will Ospreay's matches is a lot of no-sell, where a lot of people are like, all right, come on.
No, I love art. No.
Like, you got to show some dominance.
Well, Ospreay cannot.
No, I know, but like, they do no sell a little too much. That's the only other thing I was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I talk about the whole company, but whatever. Okay. Still great matches.
After that, we had the Acclaim versus Hurt Syndicate. Prior to this, though, of course, the Acclaim have been having their own problems. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. They're
still divided, yep.
Yeah, they're still divided. We still think that they're going to break up really soon, and this seems to solidify they're definitely breaking up soon. Prior to, of course, the match, Max Caster didn't do any raps. They showed a little video package where they were talking backstage, and Max Caster was like, "They're like, no, we got to take this serious. I'm the greatest wrestler alive. I'm going to do this." And, of course, Anthony Bones was like, "Yo, like, did you hit me on purpose last week?" Max Caster saying, like, "No, I didn't. Like, how could you even ask that?" And then still solidifying, "I'm the best wrestler alive. I'm going to."
I don't know who told him that, but
he's self-proclaimed.
I know, but
but anyways, the match started.
Even during the match, they're not on top of, like, this dude's tagging himself in.
No, yeah. Anthony Bones was actually wrestling really good, but then Max Caster tagged himself in and then got completely obliterated by Her Syndicate. The match was like 5 minutes. It was pretty quick. Her Syndicate picked up the win. The big story here is, of course, obviously Max Caster tagging himself in, and as he was getting pinned, Anthony Bones was walking towards the back. Good. Didn't even let him finish. He was pissed. I love this. I'm hoping that, you know, if they break up, they can have a bang of a rivalry together. And these two, actually, I honestly think they can have good singles runs.
Probably, yeah.
If they're booked correctly, they can definitely have good singles runs. Max Caster as a heel would be pretty fun to watch, and Anthony Bones, depending on what he does, he can either be in a new tag team. Or just become a single superstar.
Even though we do question a lot of AEW's routes with single superstars, that's why we gotta.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We can always say we hope.
Yeah, then... that's why I'm saying it could be good, depending on what they do. It could be good. It could be bad, but it could be good. But
I had to cope with it.
All right, this cope thing is so stupid. after that, we had Jamie Hayter versus Julia Hart. Of course, they've been teasing this match for a couple weeks ago. Jamie Hayter. Was my favorite women's wrestler on the
Julia Hart had a long AEW. She was out for a while with an injury, a long time.
Exactly. Jamie Hayter was my favorite women's wrestler in AEW until, of course, Toni Storm's new gimmick, and now everything she's doing now, Toni Storm is my favorite. But then again, Jamie Hayter was injured. She can, of course, become my number one again.
Yeah.
But Jamie Hayter versus Julia Hart, it was a decent match.
It was pretty, it was a little quick.
It makes sense. Like, Jamie Hayter, obviously still start getting back into the nick of things, and Julia Hart. Was her first match back in forever. And she won. She missed it. Jamie Hayter in the face, so Jamie Hayter did not look bad in defeat. And Julia Hart picked up the win. That's a massive win for Julia Hart.
Yeah,
because she beat a former world AEW Women's Champion, and I think honestly, Jamie Hayter was the most dominant AEW champion. She definitely was.
And then Julia Hart, wasn't she TBS?
She was TBS at one point. Yeah.
She was pretty dominant at TBS. She won like 30 in a row, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was cool. That was a big step for Julia Hart. I'm happy that she won.
And she's still mad young. She's like 23 or something like that.
Yeah, she's young as hell. Yeah, but I'm always impressed when I see her because she looks like she gets better week in and week out, especially because she started was out
for a while. So
she started off as a cheerleader.
And she was like 19.
Yeah. It's like, that's crazy.
Was it the Hollywood Blonde? I forgot. No. Varsity Blonde.
Yeah, Varsity Blonde.
Yeah, I don't know why I said Hollywood Blonde.
Yeah, now he's in AEW.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not AEW. Sorry, WWE. Yes, my mistake.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm sorry. King. My throat is so.
Lexus King.
He's doing good things there, though. He's doing really good things in NXT. But yeah. Julia Hart's entrance, obviously great as ever. Loved it. After that, we had Swerve Strickland versus Roderick Strong versus Jay White. And this was to determine the number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet. When they first announced that, I was like, why the hell would you want the number one spot? But then I remembered it's kind of backwards. The number one spot in the Casino Gauntlet, they come out last.
That's so confusing, but...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why not just say the last spot in the...
Like, exactly. Because when they said number one, I was like, why would you want to fight to be the first person in the gauntlet?
And then you got
to...
Yeah, it's the worst. That's the worst position to be. It's exactly. Like the Royal Rumble.
But then, like, they explained it right before the match. Like, no, this... they would have, like, the advantage over everyone.
You have the number one seed, so you come in... Like, I don't know.
That's what it is. Like, basically, like, you have the number one seed.
It's like the Chiefs get a bye week, then the most... It's, like, stupid.
F the Chiefs. The Chiefs better lose. That's all I'm saying. Hate the Chiefs.
Anyways, that's getting on... Whatever. But anyways, this was a great match.
Lord Mahomo.
Every time I put a reel with the freaking referees, they Lord Mahomo.
That's what they say.
They love so stupid. Patrick Mahomes. But whatever. This was a great match.
Yeah.
And then great things happened in the match.
No, all three of them had video package promos prior to it backstage. So it made it look like either one of them could win. I think key components of those was, of course, Roderick Strong was with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, basically solidifying they are together.
Yeah.
Happy to see that. Super excited. Can't wait for them to, of course, build off of that. Jay White basically saying, like, I'm going to kick all both of your asses. You
guys, I like Jay White. I love Jay White too. He's another guy who should win the title too.
And that's what I said. I thought
he should have won.
I thought he should have won against that yeah. Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
But anyways, this match was great. It was a banger.
Into Ricochet show.
Yo, that was crazy.
And bro, so, stabbed.
I thought the way they booked this match was perfect.
Yeah, he comes out like in a glasses and like a
suit,
like without the jacket. He just looks, I don't know.
Yeah,
like a psychopath. He just stabbed him.
It gave me American Psycho vibes.
Yeah, he stabbed him in the head with like scissors.
Yeah, so basically in the middle of the match when they were outside the ring, Swerve Strickland was in control.
He was outside the ring by the barricade.
Yeah.
He came from the crowd and pulled his like braids and stabbed him in the head with the scissors.
Yeah. So Ricochet came, stabbed him in the head, busted him open.
And then he stabbed him a bunch more times.
Yeah. Well, before that, he was knocked out outside.
Oh yeah.
Of course, Roger Strong took advantage. He went into the ring after hitting a move on Jay White, but then Jay White got up real quick and hit a super fast switchblade.
Yes.
1-2-3 picked up the win, so he has the number one spot. I hope he wins.
Yes, Jay White.
Jay White picked up the win. I thought it was so freaking fun. I'm so happy Jay White won.
When is that? Next week?
I think, yeah, it's next week. Next week. It's going to be cool.
What is their next pay-per-view? Is not for a while, right?
I think it's from February.
I see something about March. They put a thing for March 1st, the Revolution, but I didn't see anything else before that.
Possibly.
That's far. I don't know.
Well, they don't have 12.
They don't do, yeah. They don't.
I like that they don't have 12, though.
I get it, yeah. It makes the pay-per-views more special.
Yeah, it makes it more prestigious. And they're
because there are WWE pay-per-views that nobody really cares about Backlash too much.
Yeah.
And then, like,
well, it's because like it gets to the point where it's so predictable. Like, oh, like,
yeah,
this pay per view, you already know who's gonna win.
So it's like Backlash, Crown Jewel, all that's pretty predictable. Nobody watches
exactly
it. Survivor Series that lately has been boring.
Well, it's War Games
now. Other than
But anyways, yeah, Jay White picked up the win. I was super happy about that. But the big story after this was, of course, Ricochet going completely ballistic and stabbing the crap out of Swerve Strickland with the scissors, yeah, beating the crap out of him.
He has blood all over him. He pulls up a chair. He's just sitting in the chair. They're staring at him like a psycho.
You look crazy.
What's another movie that he reminds me of? The dude had like...
He looked like Patrick Bateman.
A bunch of different Psycho. Had different personalities.
Split?
Was it Split? And he was like sitting in the chair. Kind of reminded me of that too. The dude was just like psycho.
I love that.
He got embarrassed.
It broke him.
It broke him. And now he's going to go psycho, which... We don't remember. A lot of people thought we were hating on Ricochet.
Nah, a lot of people thought that.
We knew it was a part of the storyline. We're not stupid. Like, they were saying, oh, this part of the story. Yeah, we get it. I'm just saying, it still made him look like a little bitch. And then he got bitched again. And now he's just a complete psycho who's going
to
take over. Yeah, which is, this is a great gimmick now.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's just going to go crazy.
I'm super excited for it. I'm pumped. I just know that, like, I don't know, but I'm hoping that they capitalize off of this. Ricochet, you don't need to cut a lot of promos. You can just, like, you know, show off your psychoness.
Bro, had blood all over him.
He can cut like 3-word promos where he just looks like he's crazy.
I don't know. I still don't know about the promos. This is the only thing. I don't know how he's going to do it. And I don't think this character needs a manager. So it's kind of weird. I don't know if he can get a manager with this character.
I don't think so.
Not like Paul Bearer's coming back. So I don't know. Because he's like a psycho. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just happy that they finally do some more Ricochet.
Find a way to cut small promos and make himself sound psycho. I guess it could work.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be like finding stuff and everything.
I don't know. I saw something where people were saying like Swerve creates his enemies, which is so true.
Unless they try to do it more like a video production promo, not like a live promo, but like make it better. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to see what they do with this character because obviously.
Yeah, I do too. But in terms of like the whole rivalry with Swerve, I don't think Swerve should lose the rivalry outright. At all?
Yeah, I don't know. I love Swerve.
Swerve just has picked up a lot of losses recently. I don't think he should lose.
Yeah, but at the same time, this is finally something that they're gonna do with Ricochet. I don't know if he should lose either. So I don't know.
Yeah,
but Swerve's like my top 3 favorite wrestlers. So I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't think Swerve should win. I feel like there's a way they can have it where Ricochet loses the rivalry outright, but still looks great.
He also threw down Prince Nana onto the steel steps too. You heard him.
Yeah, that was cool. Of course, was it Adam Cole, Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly came out for the save to help Swerve after he was already bludgeoned and beat up.
And then, Ricochet just left bloodied up.
Yeah. Pushing the fact that Adam Cole was a good guy, even though
he's not. They're all not good guys. They literally jumped MJF. But whatever. Yeah.
So that was weird. That was a weird segment there, to be honest.
I don't know why that has anything to do with him. Well, he's trying to get his boy, I guess. But Whatever. Thanks.
Yeah. The thing was not on there, right? Oh, anyways, yeah. After that, we had...
Well, Jeff Jarrett came out looking like he was going to retire with his boots. Instead, he's going to give it one more run. He re-signed with AEW. It's his last contract, he said. Yeah. So, good for him. He still had decent matches this year.
He said that he wants to go after the title, and that's his goal. And I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah, like, good for you, but I pray you don't win it. Like,
no. I'm pretty sure he's not going to win the title.
Yeah.
But he's had some decent matches, like, lately, a lot of, especially the street fights he's been, like the Texas one,
it's been pretty good.
Yeah, he's had decent matches.
Yeah,
I just, yeah, pretty sure he's gonna win no title, man. But
yeah,
if he fights for it one time, loses a good match, I wouldn't be mad at it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at that, but I don't think he should win it. Then after that, we had the main event, which was rated.
Well, and FTR. Then Powerhouse Hobbs had a squash.
Yeah, that was
it. Was real quick. He squashed somebody.
Yeah, he squashed some chumps. It was whatever. After that, we had the main event, which was Rated FTR versus the Death Riders. Of course, this was announced last week.
And it was the Rated R Superstar, Cope.
And that's when they announced his new name.
Apparently, it was his decision, which...
Still doesn't make it any better.
I think it was stupid. Trash. But can't blame AEW on this one. This is on Adam Copeland.
His name
is Copeland. Is there too many Adams that he doesn't remember? Because Adam Cole, Adam Page, does he not just want to be called Adam Copeland?
I don't know.
Or does he just love four-letter words that can't be called Edge? A lot of people like, it should have been Corner. Like you said,
corner,
a long time.
Yeah, Corner.
That should have been Corner.
I remember I was calling him Corner.
I seen comments say that should have just been Corner. Then.
Yeah. Corner would have been so much better.
Yeah, but no. Corner. Rated R Superstar Corner. That's stupid, too. Like, just keep the Adam Copeland, I guess. Like, if you can't use that.
Or even just Copeland would have been better. Just Copeland.
Yeah, I guess. But Cope.
Cope,
because cope is a word like you just have to. It's stupid.
Like you just have to cope with
you have
it.
To cope like with the name now, and it is his decision. Anyways, it's a name. He's still the same guy.
Yeah, we're gonna get used to it.
He's Edge in our hearts.
And yeah, we'll get used to it. It's kind of like when Gunther, when Walter became Gunther, and
I like Gunther.
I hated Gunther, and now I don't. Yeah. Now I like Gunther.
I actually like Gunther. Yeah.
Yeah, Gunther fits
at least.
Nice.
But Cope, I mean, it's just short. It is short of his last name, but. It's because the word actually means something, so it's like, I don't know.
It's stupid.
It makes it even more stupid, but...
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like when they changed Austin Theory to just Theory. It's like, what the food hole?
That was
what
stupid.
What kind of name is Theory?
Stupid. Theory what? Yeah.
What's your theory? What is it?
Butch.
Butch was ridiculous, yeah.
Butch, please.
That's what Cope gives me
like,
vibes of.
Like R-Truth says, Butch, please.
Yeah. But that's what Cope gives me vibes of.
Yeah, this is kind of stupid, but it is just his last name shortened.
Yeah.
He chose it, whatever. We'll get used to it.
We'll get used
Rated
to it.
Rated FTR is a great group. Hopefully they on Collision.
Yeah, we'll see. But anyways,
let's get to the match.
Yeah, match was good. Match was really good.
Yeah.
Of course, Death Riders looked dominant in this. But of course, they got off a lot of, I guess, offense.
Yeah. Sorry. Before the match, Brian Keith and Big Bill had like a backstage altercation with Rated FTR. They agreed to a match also.
Yeah. But of course,
so that's probably Collision.
Yeah, Cope. Or Adam Copeland or Corner.
We have to call him Cope, I guess.
All right, Cope, whatever Cope. The heck you want to call him. He didn't really get off a lot of offense. He was basically came in towards the end. Like, it makes sense. I mean, it's his first day. First
after a
match
broken
back.
Leg, and he's exactly. obviously middle aged. You got
to
give him.
So this was a great way to mask like him getting used to like.
Plus,
the ring
FTR
again.
Is great. I don't mind seeing FTR all the time.
Exactly. So the match ended, of course, with Wheeler Yuta, because of course it's always going to be Wheeler Yuta that gets the pin. getting hit with the big ring.
Yeah, Claudio's a big guy. They ain't doing Claudio like that. And then obviously John Moxley is the champ.
Yeah, there's no way they're picking up that L. So yeah, they picked up the win there. I thought that was a pretty good match. Yeah, there's not really much else to say there.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Was it? They attempted to throw. Oh, the big moment was they attempted to throw Cope through a table. But then Jay White came out for the distraction and hit a switchblade on, was it, also, on Wheeler Yuta.
What the hell's up with the Trios belts? They haven't even showed it on TV. The world title.
Well, they don't want to show off any title.
Yeah, so it's like.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a good thing because it's for the story, but it's also stupid because now people are going to be like, what the hell's the title?
So it's it was on TBS and Max, not TNT, but.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if they're going to, I think still TNT though, because they have the TNT title.
Yeah,
pretty sure NBA was on that.
I'm definitely watching. I'm gonna watch back Forbidden Door, the one that I went to in Toronto like today, because I never watched it on the thing. It's probably really freaking cool. But anyways,
yeah, I'm gonna watch Full Gear from like 2021 or two, the one where Adam Cole and
all of them came out. Yeah,
they all came out. That was fun.
But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with the review of the January 6th.
I don't know
Netflix episode of Raw.
If we even. It depends on what happens on the other shows. If nothing big happens on Dynamite, And then SmackDown, even though it's 3 hours too, also. But yeah. If nothing big happens, we might just have to talk about January 6th.
It depends.
Because it's so a lot much. Of stuff January 6th is literally a mini pay-per-view. It's all title matches and big matches.
Yeah.
And obviously, John Cena. Like, there's so much stuff happening. I don't even know if we haven't had time to talk about the other shows.
Mostly.
If something big happens, then we'll have to talk about the other shows, obviously. But
for sure.
Just a regular week of Dynamite. And then SmackDown is like, oh, regular. January 6th is obviously being hyped up. We might treat it as a pay-per-view.
Yeah. But yeah, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with that reveal. Super excited for that. I don't think the next pay-per-view is until February, so
yes.
Sorry about that.
February we'll... 1st, which, yeah, Royal yeah. Rumble, which, love Royal Rumble. It's like love the Royal Rumble. Second or third biggest pay-per-view, exactly. So.
Appreciate all the support we've been getting. Thank you so much for that.
Patriots tomorrow.
Go Patriots we'll tomorrow. we're going to beat the Bills, even though it means nothing. It means something to me.
That, yeah. Well, actually... I don't know if I want to lose. I'll be having a great game and then lose in the end.
Yeah.
Drake May's probably going to play half. They sit him out. I don't mind seeing that.
But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys. Peace.